Microphone check, is this thing really on? Welcome back to another episode of TP. Hey, Pam, what's up? What you got going over there, Pam? I hear you. Yeah, and we are in the building with a friend of mine who I've known for a very long time when I first moved here to Baltimore. And some of you guys know of her as Celebutan on Instagram. She has close to 100,000 followers, and she is now like a social media influencer, brand influencer. And when I met her, she was just Rachel Thompson.
I don't know about that.
So, I mean, there's a bomb hairdresser, and, you know, I was referred to her by a mutual friend, and I've been going to her for, I guess I've been here for 12 years, so I've been going to her for a very long time, and I'm so proud of her, of all the things that she's accomplished, and she has grown her business to be an international business, and, I mean... Welcome, Rachel. Welcome to Unwrapped.
Thank you.
So, I mean, the question is, how'd you do it? I mean, how did you go from being a hairdresser in Baltimore to being a international influencer?
I think that I've always been the person that I am. Mm-hmm. And Instagram just gives you an insight to the person's life.
Yes.
So a lot of people don't know what you do on a day-to-day. And still, even on Instagram, people don't know what I do on a day-to-day.
Yes.
Like, I just put out the things that I want to highlight.
Yes.
But I just was being myself. Like, I always like to take pictures. I always like to get dressed up. I always like to do my makeup. Oh, what you trying to say?
Okay, thank you. We got to hand some water.
Okay, so I just was being myself, doing the things that I've already enjoyed to do. So,
people who do not know who Celebutan is on IG, please explain like kind of everything that it encompasses.
Okay, so Celebutan is really a lifestyle. It's a whole lifestyle. I'm a mom. Mm-hmm. I'm a wife. Mm-hmm. I own a business, several businesses.
What are those businesses?
I'm a friend.
What are those businesses?
I have a hair salon. Mm-hmm. I have a hair company that I went and started in India myself. Went there myself.
Yes.
Went through the treacherous myself. Mm-hmm. And... also, I do, you know, styling and, you know, makeup, things like that. So I do a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And you also have your own product line.
Right. I have curlers. I have lashes. I have a lot of different
curling
things.
Irons. Mm-hmm. Like, that's really been taking off
and doing very well.
Yes.
So do you have a pair? Yeah. Do you have a pair?
I do not have a pair. I need to get a pair. I do. I found that when you have that many items that you're marketing, obviously it does better because you're a brand and you've branded yourself.
Right.
So can we talk about how you branded yourself? Like, how did you get yourself out there so that people actually would buy into the products that you wanted to sell?
Okay. So basically with Instagram, it's very easy. Well, I'm not going to say easy. It's simple to me. If you can just sit back and look and see what people like and see what your audience like. I noticed that a lot of people liked more of the lifestyle part of me than the hair. Like, they didn't want to really see me per se doing like a client. They really wanted to see me in itself, like dressed up, makeup, hair. And that's how I used myself to sell my brand. And that's just what I did. I used my lifestyle, me traveling, going to different places, different countries, different restaurants, being associated with different people. Just that whole lifestyle. It's almost as if Instagram is kind of like a reality show kind of like thing. So your own reality. So, you know, that's what I did.
That's an interesting way of looking at it.
So how long have you had your Instagram?
I got my Instagram when I was pregnant with my son, and I know what
it was
the hell
first, yeah.
How many years ago was that?
What I was doing. My son, he will be 6.
Okay, so about 6-7 years ago.
Right. And I wasn't really actively using it. I was just kind of taking pictures of my belly. Taking pictures of my stomach. I was bored as hell home. And I was just kind of like just taking pictures and doing little stuff with, you know, my family and stuff. So at first it was just about my family. Yeah. And then I was like, wait a minute. I just had started this hair company and I was like, can use this to like put, you know, my pictures of my hair company out there and stuff like that. So then I started it with that. And then okay. I was like, all right, let me start it with like clients and stuff. So my Instagram has taken like so many different stages. It has been through 6 different stages because that's where each year I do something different.
Can you elaborate on the different stages of it and how it grew?
Yeah, like my first year, it was just bullshit. It was total trash. No, for the first 2 years, my Instagram was probably trash, right? Real trash. But it was just like, it didn't have a system. It was just whatever, like okay. whatever I felt like putting up there. But you know, on Instagram, it's really good to have like a system. Like most people follow you for one thing. They don't want to see food, your family, your bedroom. They want to see one thing. So if you're basically, if your following is that one thing, that's the one thing you want to show. So if you have like food or you know, you cook or whatever, they mm-hmm. want to see that one thing. Okay. They don't really want to, it's like you can't be all over the place on Instagram because you're going to lose like mm-hmm. your audience. You have to like figure out who your audience is and then just target that one thing. So the third year I had my Instagram, I made it mostly about hair. And then I would throw in like myself. And then I started noticing like people didn't care really too much about the hair. It was kind of like 30 likes.
So your likes are starting being more about you. You found that right. people are liking pictures.
That would say to me, your outfit.
Okay.
So serious. I love yeah. it. Not to toot my own when people really said this, but I wasn't. But yeah, people would say stuff like, where did you get those shoes from? Or where did you get this from? And a lot of my friends know, like when they see me out, that I always had like the sense of style or like creativity about myself. So it was just opening it to other my followers people, yeah. to mm-hmm. see it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. So I just did a mixture of like, you know, different looks I wanted to do on myself. I would just do it on myself and take a picture of it and people liked
so
it.
So were there certain hashtags that you would like accompany with these?
I'm not really a hashtag user.
So even in the first few years, you weren't hashtagging?
No, I wasn't hashtagging. The only thing I would hashtag was celebutante hair, and I think that was it. I never really use hashtags.
Okay.
I do think hashtags are important, mm-hmm. but I just think it makes your pictures look kind of, you know, so I never really use hashtags. I do use locations sometimes. Mm-hmm. I don't always post in real time. And that just means you're not posting like where you are right then and there. Mm-hmm. Like most of my pictures are already taken. I just have them sitting in my phone and then I'm posting them. And then I'll remember, okay, I was there when I took that picture.
So now is this a safety measure or is this like strategic?
Almost definitely. I'm not letting everybody know where I'm at. Yeah, you definitely. I mean, it's the world we live in. You know, some people are just following you just because of, you know,
they're being creeps,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah
so go ahead, continue. So then you were, you know, year four and five, how did
you
evolve?
Okay, so 3 was more about the hair portion of it.
Okay.
4 and 5 was more so about my lifestyle and you know, the fashion. I'm gonna say maybe
Okay.
It's when I said, I'm gonna make my Instagram more about me and my personal style and everything that I like to do.
Okay.
So, I had just started getting into like doing my own makeup and, trying different looks on me. Cause I would just do like a basic wrap, you know, a bob or something like that. So then I started really inventing different things on myself.
And this is when you started seeing the followers come.
Right. Well, I already had a following.
Okay, so then you already had a following.
Right. By then, I think around that time I might have had like 24,000 followers, but my following really started to grow more when I showed more of my personal side.
So how do you pick and choose how much you're going to reveal? Like, a lot of people struggle with that. Some people put too much out there and we're like, whoa, TMI. Mm-hmm. And then some people don't put enough out there and then people lose interest and get bored.
Well, yeah, people do call me a bore. I do hear that sometimes, but I've always been a private person. I feel like, you know, people are kind of going to like say and make up whatever, you know, I'm not going to add to that. Mm-hmm. I feel like some things should be private and some things, you do have to pick and choose what you want people to really know about you, because you have to know at the end of the day, these people really don't know you. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to put something out there that's going to make me look bad. One, I'm a business owner and I'm a mom, so I'm really not going to make anything make me look like crazy. But it works for some people. Some people like to like really put everything out there. But me, I feel like mystery is sexy. And you're always going to have somebody wondering about you when you don't put everything out there.
So I also feel like sometimes that helps with building your brand and building your followers is kind of cross-branding. Mm-hmm. So was there any type of cross-promotion with different celebrity friends? Because you also have a sister who is pretty popular as well. Yes. On IG.
I'm a social person anyway. So a lot of my cross branding was just me hanging out with like people that I met on social media that already had like a really huge following. And
let's rewind back. You meet people on social media. So how do you build those relationships? Like, I want to talk about that for a little bit and then let's go into.
Shit. Okay, so social media is really what it is, social. You're mm-hmm. supposed to be social, mm-hmm. right? So if you're like commenting or you're talking or you're saying like positive things to me, I'm going to look on your page and be like, who is this talking to me?
Okay.
And if we have like something in common and I feel like we may can do something together, I will follow that person and then we can kind of like build from there. I've met people all over across the world, Africa, London, like it just, I just try to meet people that's like similar to myself.
It's funny because a lot of the people I talk to, and I can't even say that sometimes I've been guilty of this, but you'll see someone on social media and you'll like something about their page, but you don't say anything. Or you'll like the picture, but then you feel like if you send them a DM or you comment, they're not going to respond back. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so funny because you don't know until you try, mm-hmm. right? Some people seem so unobtainable on social media.
Well, one thing I do, because I do have a business. It's a salon and, mm-hmm. and hair. So when women DM me, I definitely answer the women back. When men DM me, I'm not even looking at that shit. But the women, if they take the time to say, you look nice, mm-hmm. or, you know, I like your hair, or they just want to ask a simple question. Like, they ask me all kinds of stuff. Like, girl, like, don't get offended. Are your breasts real or something like that? And I just go ahead and answer them like, yeah, like they are, you know, mm-hmm. like I just go ahead and answer the women. The men, I know that they just kind of trying their hand, but the women, I make sure I answer every woman. So for me, people do look at their DMs. Like if you're asking a question, I think it's rude not to
respond to the person. Because it's a scene.
If I'm on somebody's page and I like something, I am going to comment on that person's page.
I think that that's a big part of it. Like, people have to realize that you can't be this person that is so unobtainable and so up here that everyone else feels like they can't relate to you.
Well, understand, some people are very much so like that mm-hmm. on Instagram. They are. But I'm really living my life.
Okay.
Like, Instagram is not my life. And people really don't realize. My Instagram is a small portion of me. I'm really better than my Instagram.
Oh.
You understand what I mean?
Okay.
Like, some people are just, their Instagram is who they are. And mm-hmm. when you meet them in real life, they really are not like that at mm-hmm. all. But I'm really am living my real life. So it's nothing for me to humble myself and answer a question. Like, but some people, you know, their Instagram is their
facade.
Yeah. Yeah. Their Instagram is their end all be all. Okay. So
now you're at 100, close to 100,000 mm-hmm. followers, and you are in year 7 of, you know. Mm-hmm. So you said you learned from, you know, the first couple of years, which is, you know, had no structure.
Trash.
Yes. And then you kind of, you know, hair, being a hairdresser, I'm sure, and showing hair, even mm-hmm. though people didn't care about it, it still attracted a lot of people who mm-hmm. said, wow, this girl does really good hair. Or even if when you showcased your mm-hmm. hairline, mm-hmm. you probably, you know, gained a lot other people who wanted to, because a lot of people don't have good hair out there.
Right.
So there are a lot of different cities that don't have access to mm-hmm. to good hair mm-hmm. or good hairdressers. Mm-hmm. So then that kind of grew your followers. And then you started forming relationships with other people who have mm-hmm. social media followings, mm-hmm. Which helped also build and cross-brand yourself. Right. So now where are you? You know, you're at close to 100,000 followers. Like, where do you see yourself going from here now?
Well, right
now. And now it has a structure because you are very particular about how you post, when you post.
I'm very particular. So when you start to get my page, since my page is more on, my page is more personal now mm-hmm. than it has ever been before. Mm-hmm. So being as though you see more of my personal side and more of, like, you know, things that I like to do and stuff like that, because my business is grown, it's established, it's already, I am moving into a different direction. Mm-hmm. I think Instagram is very, very, very good for, like, building a business, doing other stuff. but for me personally, I'm not that much on Instagram as I was before. Like, I may post like maybe 2 or 3 times a week, because I am working on different things in my life. So mm-hmm. it's not going to be Instagram based. Mm-hmm. So it needs my attention. So that's where I'm at right now. I just use it as a personal thing to check on my friends.
Even with quality of pictures, like, I feel like, you know, people who I know who are really mm-hmm. into social mm-hmm. media and building their brand, mm-hmm. like, they've gotten different cameras, lighting.
Right.
It's, like, really important,
you know,
when it comes. So what cameras do you recommend for people?
Because I'm a very detailed person.
Yeah.
Super detailed. Like, oh, my God. It's probably sickening. But you do want to have a good camera. Like, you want to have a good camera. You want to know the importance of lighting. And you want to make sure that my tips on building, like, your social media is, like, you want to make sure your pictures are quality pictures.
So you're not posting iPhone pictures?
Mm-mm. I haven't posted an iPhone picture in, like, a long time. Okay. Like, I'll throw in, like, an iPhone picture here and there, like, mm-hmm. just to say, like, I'm chilling. It's not like, you know, because sometimes you want to show, like, I'm not all dressed up all day, mm-hmm. you know. So I'll post, like, you know, if I don't have no makeup or something on, I'm just out with my kids, and I'll just post a picture in the, like, Nordstrom's bathroom or something. Yeah.
But that's rare.
Right.
Okay, sorry. Back to your tips. But
most of my pictures are, like, camera pictures. But also, I have a lot of camera equipment because I do YouTube, too. So I'm not real active like I should be, but yeah, I just like having all of my stuff.
So what kind of camera do you own?
I have 3 different cameras. What? What you raising your hand for, Chris?
So you have 3 different.
I have a Canon 7D. I have a Sony 5100, and I just sold a camera. So I only got 2 now. But yeah, that's all I really need.
And then as far as the lighting is concerned, because I know sometimes people...
lighting, what you want to get for women, mm-hmm. You want to get like this, it's like a ring light. Don't get the fluorescent light. It's like a blue color. Just get the natural light one. That's all you need. Like, this lighting in here is so, so bomb. Like, this, like, be the best lighting right here. But you just want it to be, like almost like a white, like, daylight kind of, like, lighting. And if you can be in, like, a white room, like, almost like this, uh-huh. this will be, like, perfect picture setting kind of thing. Uh-huh. You want to make sure that you don't have, like, eye boogies, like, no crust over your lip. You want to make sure your lip, you know, your skin looks nice.
Glow.
Yeah, you want to make sure your teeth, you know, mm-hmm. you just want to make sure you look fresh.
Okay,
your and then what eyebrows, about, you know, your edges.
What about the
like
backgrounds
that.
In the scenes? Because I know sometimes you'll go to different places.
Girl. So what works with my Instagram is my followers like scenery. They like outside scenery, not just like... not just like outside, but they like water and greenery, and like maybe I'll do like an old church or something like that. Like a travel kind of like uh-huh. setting.
So do you? I mean, so do you stage? So you're like, okay, this week I'm going to.
Yes.
So you plan out your week.
Yes.
So wait, you plan out like full blown shoots for Instagram?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But that's important to know, because again, most people on social media are just, oh, I'm at dinner, take
Girl,
a picture.
That's no. How I'm like, I'm at dinner.
No, no, no.
And then
no,
I see
no.
people whip out these phones with the Shell, no. lights around
it's
them.
My life
and
is
I'm
not like,
what?
Like that.
So
no.
then, how do you strategically decide when you're gonna post? Because I know that this is a science. You need to know what time, how often.
So, I don't go follow by what time I'm gonna post, because you gonna see it. It's fine.
Okay.
I'm not doing it for the likes. This is cool. You
okay.
gonna see it eventually. Some people know I don't post that often, so they have to actually type my name in to like see if I posted anything. So I don't do that. But if you have like they have like something on Instagram. If you have your insights and your time and when your followers are on there, like what time, I don't really care because I'm up late, so I just be posting.
Oh, they
so
have that? Where do you have, where's those analytics?
Where's your phone? I'll show it to you.
What?
Yeah, they got that on there.
You have to have a business page to do it.
Oh, you don't have a business page?
Yours might be a personal page.
Oh, no, it's a personal page.
What? Don't worry. After this, we're going to switch you over to
I
a business
page. I do have a business
page.
You have one? I do have
yeah,
a business
I have one.
Page.
Let me see yours.
Sanjay has my phone.
Let me see your phone real
quick. Well, I have a business page and a personal page.
But
okay.
you need to make
Sanjay,
your personal
you really
page your business
make,
page.
You just need to make your personal page your business page. Like, that's where you started. You can just, you know, you don't need to.
Okay. All right. I'm learning.
Okay.
So guys, you hear that? You need to make your personal page a business page. And that way you can see the analytics. You can find out when you're getting followers, how often you're getting followers, what they like. You can see the type of things that they like so that you know to post more of it.
Okay.
So basically, I normally shoot on Mondays, but the weather has been like really, really bad. So I haven't been able to.
I do have one.
Yeah, yeah you do.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Oh, Lord. That is so funny. So the weather's been really bad. So I haven't really been planning to shoot because I only like to shoot when the weather is really good and sunny and bright outside. So me and two of my friends, Corey and Tammy, those are the two people that take my pictures. And Christina takes my pictures sometimes too. Corey comes up with the almost best locations ever. She's so...
she have a team?
Yeah.
Instagram team.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the science.
They be on it too. Man, they be on it. They be like, you know, we ain't shy. I'm like, I don't feel like it.
Okay.
But they'll find like a location for me to shoot, and then I'll just, you know, I have like a rack of like clothes that I have not worn and outfits already put together that I'm like, I need to put this on before the weather is changing or something like that. And like, oh, I got a wig I made that I need to kind of, or like a new hair product or something. Yeah.
So, okay. But all right. So for instance, I've had people inbox me. Mm-hmm. Hey, we would like you to wear our clothes, uh-huh. blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But how do you know, like, how do you decipher what is BS? Because I've just ignored them. I'm like, I don't know.
Well,
your clothes.
So I do like to help other businesses, right? But I swear, some people... Yeah, I get a lot of emails. Like, you know, Stacey does my emails. But I get a lot of emails from different people. And I just tell her, send me the pictures of their pages. And I'll look through and see what I want to do. What did I want to attach myself to.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of that stuff, I don't want to.
So what about, like, a flat tummy tee? Would you do that?
Yeah, because I'm like, everyone's doing flat tummy tee.
Or the waist trainers. Or that bra that you tie in the middle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That bra you tie in the middle is tacky as fuck. I will not be attaching myself to that. But flat tummy tea, I did flat tummy tea one time before, and they have such a strategy with them. It was so annoying. I said I will never do it again. They paid me, like, can I say that?
Long? Yeah, you can say it. People want to know how this stuff really works.
Yeah, they paid me like $400 at the time to post. I think I posted three times, and I just felt so uncomfortable with it. I mean, I felt like it does work to some degree. Naturally, you need to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that stuff is just going to get rid of bloating. But I just didn't want to be attached to what everybody else was doing. I just felt like I was like selling a soul or something.
Did they tell you how you had to pose and what way to turn it? Like, how serious were they?
Definitely a descriptive. They like, you need to pose with like a workout shirt and like hold it up to the side, like, and be smiling. Post at 6:30, then you want to post again. Like, it was like I had to do like 3 or 4 posts, and it was so, oh my god, I was just like, I can't do this. But I would never do it again.
Okay.
Because I don't care about the money. I just wasn't going to be sitting here looking like all everybody else that was mm-hmm. posting flat tummy tea. Now, I have heard that they pay some serious bucks.
Okay.
You know?
So if you can do it and you hold on to it.
But I guess it's for me, I look at things as longevity. Like, mm-hmm. I want to work with something that I'm going to want to work with for a while. And I just couldn't see myself, like, working with flat tummy tea. I don't care how much you want to pay. Like, I would rather be attached to, like, L'Oreal Balmain lipstick mm-hmm. or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, something that's more conducive to okay. what I like to do anyway.
So, cause sometimes I know you've seen celebrities and they're like, you know, use this code to order.
Girl, they getting their grind on. And you got to understand, most people, they really aren't celebrities. They're Instagram celebrities. Mm-hmm. So they got to get paid too. So mm-hmm. that's how they really making their money. Mm-hmm. So that's not my source of income. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to attach myself to everything that is thrown coming my way mm-hmm. kind of thing. So
let's make this real specific. Let's say my goal is to have 10,000 followers.
That's so hard for me to say.
Specific? Specific.
Mm-hmm. Very hard for me. It's a lot. You know, a lot of people can't say it. Go ahead. I'm so jealous right now.
Okay. My goal, per se, could be I want to get 10,000 followers in the next 3 months. What, like, top 3 things would you suggest somebody do to increase their following? Drastically.
You need to know your motherfucking angles.
Angles. Okay.
Angles.
You need to know your angles. Okay, so listen. So if I'm on, I really don't like to use my body to even sell a picture, but if I'm looking on my popular page and I see a really cute silhouette, I don't care who it is, I'm looking at that picture. I don't know what is about a silhouette that you just like, you know? So, I mean, that's one thing. You need to know your angles.
Okay,
like,
so with your face, angles.
Your body, and you just need to know your angles.
Okay.
2, you need to have some really quality pictures.
So, the camera usage.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And 3, you need to have a system. Your page cannot look like all over the place.
Yeah.
It can't look all over the place. Like, you can't, like, post a really nice picture of, like, you and your work outfit and then go post a picture of some fried chicken and your paper plate. You know what I mean? Like, you can't do that. It has to have a system. Like, it needs to look clean.
So what is the key? Clean. What is the key to figuring out your market and what it is that your followers want to see about you? Because for everyone, it's different. For everyone, it's completely different. They may like you for your style. They may like her for her mommy blog and her kid. They may like so-and-so because they are mm-hmm. a business professional and they like them in a suit. For everybody, it's different. How do you figure it out?
Well, you have to post what you like every single day. So it'll feel organic to you. So, like I said, if Sanjay is, like, posting, like, her parties and, you know, her interacting with people and being social, then that's what she should post.
Okay.
If you are posting, like, I'm a mom, I'm with my kids and doing stuff like that, doing active things with kids, you're going to get more mommy kind of, like, mm-hmm. based people. So, you got to post what's organic and feels good to you.
Okay.
What are the cons of this? Because, of course, there's pros and everyone looks great on IG. But what are the cons of this business?
Hell yes. Okay. So the pros are, you know, I have really met a lot of good, positive, really good energy as bomb as people. Mm-hmm. Like, I really have. And I don't have a lot of time to, like, sit on the phone with my friends or, like, call my girlfriends. It kind of really keeps me close with people that my friends that live in LA, my friends that live in, you know, Miami. You know, I can really see what my friends are doing. And we can just be in group chats and just, like, sending each other stuff. So that really keeps me connected to people because okay. Like, I might be in the house and no one come outside, and I can still kind of keep up with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it really makes the world a smaller place, like when you see other things. Like, I have a friend like in India. I never get to talk to her that much, but all I got to do is wake up at like 6 and I'll see her post on Instagram. So that feels so good to me to be able to stay connected to the people that I really care about. Another thing is, of course, you know, you make more money, you get more exposure, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, your brand really gets, if you have a brand, it really gets out there. You can really start a business. Like, Instagram has made so many entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. you know, so good. And a lot of Black women are really doing well from Instagram.
So how do you set that up? Okay, so now you have your great pictures, right? You have your brand. What
so, you know, you gotta ask me to... What? The negative side.
Yeah, we're going to get to the negative side. So I'm just interjecting here so we don't, we'll put a footnote in the negative side. But
One second, Jay.
Yep.
Hey, you're not answering no questions.
Are you asking? So guys, we're going live. And we're taking questions.
Yes.
And so...
So make sure you ask questions, and we have our trusty assistant who will text us.
You look like you over there chilling.
And for the future, guys, we try to go live every time we record a podcast, which is usually every other Wednesday at usually 8:30, 9 o'clock at night.
Yep.
So tune in to us so you can submit those questions and keep up with us.
Okay. So I'm like, I've lost my place now. So, okay, so you set up your IG, mm-hmm. and what do you need to link to your IG to kind of turn those likes into dollars?
Okay. So what I would suggest, because nobody knows this, but right now I have a style page, mm-hmm. right? I might have like 300 followers. I posted it on my page like one time. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do with that page is I'm probably going to be turning it into some dollars very soon.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is you want to have like content, like constant, like just to build up your following base.
Mm-hmm.
I would say once you get to about 1,000 followers, probably not even 1,000 followers, I feel like you can make money with like 500 followers.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, keep going.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And then you want to create like a website and just kind of just whatever you have that you want to sell, you just make sure you have a website, because that's the first thing I'm looking at. Like, if you got a store and you don't have a website, what's it coming soon? I'm like, well, why you put that up there? Like, I want to see it now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what you pretty much want to do. And you want to kind of, like, reach out to, like, local people in your area that may have, like, a following and say, mm-hmm. hey, you know, I'm opening this. Do you think that you can support me? You know, whatever. Everybody's not going to be open to it. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, everybody doesn't like other people's stuff. But, mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you want to do. That's the first thing you want to do.
Okay, so now the cons.
Girl. Girl-a. So, with Instagram, you can really see who is, like, the most major copycat following ass people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just gonna have it. Like, mm-hmm. I have seen people like copy my whole rundown.
Mm-hmm.
So with Instagram, like, you ask me, like, what do you want to put out? If I'm secretly working on something, I don't say shit about it ever. Like, I wait until it's so solid and it's gonna look like you copying off of me once I put it out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the cons.
So copycats are one of the cons where you're working hard trying to put your whole brand together and then someone comes and tries to steal your style.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't come and try. They do.
Okay.
They do. And I'd be
but
like,
but I mean,
right.
They're not going to steal it because you're the originator.
Right.
So it's, you know what I mean?
You know,
so it's just
okay.
Like, it's flattery.
I'd be like, okay, I'm moving on
okay.
to something a little bigger than that.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, so that's one, you know, one thing. And then you have like, of course, you have, like, gossipy people that, like, are home on, like, the dirty mattress, nothing to do with their lives kind of, like, people.
Uh-huh.
So these are, like, the internet trolls that
right.
put negative stuff in your comments. And
but I don't get negative stuff in my comments.
Really?
Thank God. Okay. Thank
really?
God.
People
like,
don't say anything underneath
no,
your pictures?
No. I mean, if my picture goes viral or something like that, I might get, like, but not really.
Okay.
I have been blessed with that.
What about your DMs?
I don't check them.
Oh,
so
okay.
You
okay, you're right. You just
the
keep...
girls I do, but the guys, I can see if it's a guy page. I'm not looking at it. Like, they, mm-hmm. I just erase it.
So you've never gotten anything crazy in your DMs?
I didn't say that.
Oh.
I didn't say that. I try not to check it. You know, sometimes they have like this little thing on there where it's like it'll warn you, like picture don't if you don't want to accept it, kind of thing.
Yes, yeah, yes. Oh, so the then, approval.
Right. Okay. I'm like, if it's a, why are you sending me a picture? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know you. Don't send me a picture. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah, I don't get trolly comments. Thank God for the non-trolly comments. I may have gotten like one little comment. Somebody like hurry up and make a page and want to say something crazy, but I don't really get bad comments. But you will have people like all the way up in your business. Like you be hearing so many stories about yourself. I'd be like, oh, really? So yeah, like they make up stuff about yourself, but that's just with being successful. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you, yeah. you talk about this yeah. all the time, Sean Jay. Like people do that kind of stuff. But I mean, and then you kind of feel like this is where it comes in where you ask me about what you put out. This is why you have to kind of keep some things to yourself because people would like make up stuff and then they would take certain things mm-hmm. and then they would turn it into other stuff. And, you know, I just don't post anything that I don't want nobody to know. And that's just what it is. Like, you have to be private. Like,
and you also
be
try
social,
to keep,
but you can be private.
You like, also try to keep your page pretty positive, too.
Yeah. I'm not one there talking old crap.
Yeah.
I don't have time for. I'm a positive person anyway. I'm not mm-hmm. like a negative Nancy mm-hmm. or a bitter Betty mm-hmm. or a mm-hmm. shallow hell. You know, I'm like really a positive person anyway. So I feel like you want to attract what you put out anyway. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and another thing I think is kind of like a downer is that I feel like I always go somewhere and someone knows me and I don't know them.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I don't like that all the time, but I mean sometimes you know people will like look at you
mm-hmm.
and they'll be scared to say something mm-hmm. and I'm so like nice, I'm like hi, and then they're like, oh, I know you from Instagram, oh, you weren't gonna say nothing. Damn, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. But mm-hmm. that's pretty much it.
Okay, well, we have some questions here because I said we are live, so make sure if you have any questions, send them, and we have our trusty assistant who will let us know what those questions are.
Okay.
So one question, hey, Rachel, it's Emma.
Hi, Emma.
How do you balance your private and work life?
My private and my work life.
Because you are married.
Right. You have to find your balance, I would say. You have to find your balance and find out what works for you. I do very well with balancing my life, I would say. Because
you travel all the time, too.
I travel a lot, I do. But trust me, when I'm not working and I'm not traveling, I'm in a house, like, doing absolutely nothing or cooking or, you know, stuff
like
that.
Being a wife and mother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you don't necessarily, you're not a party girl. You're not out on the scene. So you have the time to then be home with your kids and your husband.
My idea of a good time is traveling and, you know, going to a nice restaurant or, you know, experiencing like something new, like a museum, you know, getting a hold of a good bag drop for a picture. You know, that's what I like to do. Okay. I'm not like a club person. I really don't go out. I do like going out sometimes, like if it's a girlfriend's birthday or something like, put it like this. I only go out unless I'm invited. Like, if I'm invited somewhere, I'm coming. But if I'm not invited, I'm not showing up. I'm just not that person.
Okay. So, do you have a stylist? That was one of the questions. Do you have a stylist?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I style myself.
Okay.
Wow. No one's ever asked me that. No, I don't have a stylist.
Okay. Who's your favorite designer?
Oh, my God. My favorite designer of all time is YSL.
Really? Okay.
Love YSL. Like, right now, they are a little on the chill side. They're not really making a whole lot of noise. But I like the high-end designers, I like more of their goth, shabby, but like more grunge high-end stuff.
Okay.
So, like, Alexander McQueen, you know, stuff like that. Those are the things that I would like really spend like my money on, like hoodies and like stuff that looks like
Wang, like Alexander Wang.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that kind of style.
So do you sometimes do lower end like Zara?
Yeah, almost definitely. So most of my shoes are high end.
Okay.
Like I've always been a shoe girl and I always know how to buy shoes. I have shoes that are considered vintage now because I've had them over 10 years and I can pull them out and they still look great. And people will say, where did you get those shoes? Mm-hmm. So I've always been like a shoe person, like that shoe and bag person, always been that kind of person. But I will go to like, I like trends. I think you should stay with like trends, but not be too trendy. So I do like Zara, or like I'll even shop in Forever, or like BCBG, or Express, or Nordstrom's, mm-hmm. you know.
Those and mix kind and of match places. Between yeah. high and low. Right. Okay. So we have someone who says, what hair salon would you recommend in Florida? Because they just moved there.
Okay. So I don't recommend a hair salon in Florida because a lot of people work either out of their house. I don't know a lot of people in Florida that have like a hair salon, but I can tell you can go to Laura. Laura is my girlfriend. I love her to pieces. That's Trina's sister. She's on Instagram as, I believe, Laura Love. She's very, 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 very good.
Okay. She's in Miami?
She's in Miami.
Okay. She has a salon in Miami, Laura Love.
Well, got she that? Doesn't have a salon in Miami. Oh. She will travel to you, but okay. She's very, very good. And her name is Laura Love on Instagram. Or you can go to Trina's page and you can find her. She tags her sister sometimes. She does Trina's hair. Okay. She's really good.
So Trina is in the rapper. Baddest.
Yes. The baddest. Yeah. Yeah, the baddest shit. Yeah.
The baddest.
All right. If you could choose between these three items to kill an outfit, which would it be? Hoops, bangles, or statement necklaces?
Statement necklaces. That is my
okay.
Yes, statement necklace is above all things. Yes.
Okay. Any more questions there, Chris? Are they coming? Are they coming in? All right. So, I mean, that's it. So, what are your next steps now? I mean, you know, you said you've done the curling iron. You mm-hmm. have the hair. You're working on. Are you working on getting more endorsements and so forth?
I am working. I have some personal things that okay. I am working on right now.
Okay.
So not necessarily projects, but just some personal things that I'm working on. I don't really want to share.
No, but, as of yet. But what's your style page? Says you're not a lot of people. Yeah. What's your style page?
I don't really want to talk
really?
About it.
Really? Not yet? Okay. 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 Okay.
But, you know, I'm a project person. I am like always working on something.
Okay.
Always working on something. Like, trust me, whether it's either working on something within myself uh-huh. or working on something at home or like redoing my clothes, I'm always working on something. Like, I don't know, my mind just goes crazy.
How do you manage working on all these different things at one time? I mean, you still actively
she
do hair.
She has a team.
She does, but she still actively does hair. You mm-hmm. still promote, you know, your products. You mm-hmm. still your Instagram star. Your mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how do you. Most people have a hard time balancing one career.
You know what? I just try to stay as focused as possible. Like when I wake up in the morning, I make sure I work out, make my sound graphics. Write down the things that I need to do. I write myself notes like all the time. And if I don't write myself notes, something, I'm going to forget something. Like something is going to, you know, fall to the wayside. But I just try to write myself notes and try to keep things organized. And I just give myself 2 days when I don't do jack nothing.
Okay. So you take breaks.
At least 2 days I don't do. Yeah, you got to. Mm-hmm. Like you have to. Like if you don't, you're going to feel like I'm just working, you know?
Okay, so do you plan to open like another salon? Or I mean, I know you do the traveling stuff where you travel to different cities and have your clients meet you and mm-hmm. do hair, but are you going to do anything like that?
Opening another business, yes. Maybe not a salon, mm-hmm. a traditional salon. I'll say that, not a traditional salon.
Okay. If you could be a personal hairstylist, this is a question from our...
girl,
our,
I love when
for any
this.
For any celeb, who would it be?
Can I name a few?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so people always ask me this, and I tell them the same names all the time.
Mm-hmm.
J-Lo.
Why?
Wait a minute.
Okay.
J-Lo. Why? She's my favorite. I love her. With okay. sisters, that's my boo thing.
Okay.
J-Lo. Love her. Oh, I love her. Mariah Carey. I would love to work with Mariah.
But she's a diva. I mean.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think people get her wrong. I think she's very misunderstood. I think that she is accustomed to a certain lifestyle, and she just very detailed girl, and she just wants things the way she wants them. I don't okay. think she's that.
Okay. So Mariah's a Rachel.
Yeah, I get her. Like, yeah. I get it. Like, I can can see how it will be a little annoying to some people, but she just, you know, she just like what she like.
Okay.
And she like it a certain way. So, of course, Beyonce. Like, I think Beyonce just could really need my help. Not red carpet need my help, but Beyonce, I hope you can hear this. I would love to work with you. Beyonce, Celine, motherfucking Dion.
Okay. Celine Dion.
Celine Dion, baby.
Yeah, she's been killing right now recently. Yeah.
Well, I've always loved Celine Dion.
Yeah, I think Luxury Law has been like styling her and doing fantastic job with
her. I've always loved Celine Dion. Like, she's so classic. She's so classy. And I just like people that it's their life. If you notice, everyone that I named, this is their life. Style. Mm-hmm. I did a podcast in the summer, and a guy asked me who would I love to work with, and I named the same exact.
Well, who have you worked with that you love? Who's your favorite that you have worked with? No, really, no.
I'm gonna say Trina.
Okay,
but that's my girlfriend. Okay. I don't know if that. Really
I mean,
counts.
It still counts.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Trina. I love Trina. She's great. I love her.
Okay,
baby.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, I'm not really into like working with like celebrities unless it's those. Type when those kind of, you know, but
so what out of your product line, what sells the best? Like, what is your
girl? Celebuton hair sells the best. 14, really? 16, 18, 22.
Oh, and what kind
those
of
are
hair?
The inches?
Yeah,
for those of you that don't
so
know,
so what yeah. kind of hair sells the most for you?
The wavy and curly hair sells the most.
Okay, and how do people? Because like, how do people get an appointment with you? Because you're so busy, you have so much things going on. Are you taking new clients?
I'm not taking new clients right now.
Okay,
I'm not accepting new clients. So the clients that have been coming to me for years and years and years and years, those are the people that get appointment.
Okay, but so they could get, but they could.
But you know, my clients, they just text me or call me.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
But if you do the traveling, then they are able to kind of meet you and have their hair. So what if someone's like, you know, listen, Rachel, I will fly you out here and have you do my hair for my wedding or whatever it is. Are you open to that?
I'm open to it. It just has to be worth my time, worth me leaving my family, worth, you know, the money. Because at this point, it's not about the money. It's really about the time.
One of the questions that came in is, could you give the prices of your hair? The hair that you sell. Do you know the prices off top?
I actually do not know the prices.
Let them know where they can find out.
Yeah. Chris, can you just...
What's your website?
The website is www.celebutonhair.com. And I think I'm having a sale 35% off right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So 35% is right now if you go to celebutonhair.com.
And I think it's attached to my box. I think all you got to do is click a little link thing and it's there. Right
okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Shout out to Referral Queen who had all the right answers. She's answering all the questions on the live.
Who is your biggest fan? Do you have like a biggest fan follower who's just like, just your biggest like team, Rachel? Team Celebuton, I should say, that's always liking pictures, always saying, I mean, I'm sure there's a couple of them that you can shout out.
Y'all, my biggest fan is my sister.
Well, that's good.
My two sisters, they be all over my page.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they my biggest fans. Like, yeah. They don't miss a beat. They don't miss a post. They don't miss nothing. They be like, yes, you killed it. Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. Rachel, you fucking it up. Yeah, my sisters, yeah, they my biggest fans. They love me so much. I love them. Yeah.
That's really cool. I mean, I think as if you are interested in being a social media celebrity or just to increase your following, I think this was like really great information you shared with us, Rachel.
It was very helpful.
I learned some things, and I think I'm pretty active.
You want to apply them?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty active on social media, and I'm like, damn, I know that.
You know, I think I'm gonna just give Rachel my social media, just take over for a couple days. Like, you know what? Just take this and do it.
I can do that. You know, I don't have a problem.
Do you do that? Can you do consulting for people?
You know what? So many. Look at him. Mine is working. Mine is working. You know what? I might just do that. I think I could. I think I will be very good at, like, coaching and helping people build their Instagram following just for a small piece of change. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think this is great. We are going to set up a meet and greet with Rachel soon to talk about a little bit more about these things and have questions. Sorry, as a in a panel discussion, because I feel like, you know, social media is becoming more and more of a platform and a way of people to really build and expand their business, you know, not just, you know, in your local neighborhood, but, you know, internationally. There's people who follow people. I have friends who are from internationally that follow me, and I've met when I've traveled and we follow each other and we're able to see each other's life, and they're fascinated with America. So I think it's such a great platform that people really need
That's
to kind
really
of do a little
it's
bit
all
more
about. And I mean, like, I really have, like, most of my I look at most of my like my international following. A lot of them are in London. A lot of them are in
because London ain't here, girl.
Let me tell y'all something. London, they love Americans.
Yeah,
everything. Mm-hmm. Like, they are so in tune. Like, I have a friend that's there. She knows all the news before I know it. I be like, well, how you know that? And you over there, she know about the hurricane. She know about that. She know everything. So yeah, I mean, my international followers, they be like on it. They don't. They really get inspired from Americans. Like, we take a lot of stuff for granted.
Yeah. So I think it's really cool. So make sure you guys follow her on Celebutan, at Celebutan on IG. You have, and you have a YouTube channel. What's your YouTube channel?
It's Celebutan Hair.
Celebutan Hair. And then she has the website, CelebutanHair.com. Guys, also make sure you subscribe to us and follow Unwrapped Podcast. We need to see who's following us. We have some really great things coming up that we want to share with you and share just with our subscribers.
And we also have a lot of events we have in the making.
Yes.
So you guys need to subscribe and follow us at TP The Mag on Instagram so you can keep up and find out what events we have coming down the pike.
Yeah.
And we also are having a sale on shoptpthemag.com. So I just want to make sure that everyone knows that we have a sale and to head on over to our store to check out some of our merchandise, because we're going to be rolling some things out and getting some new stuff in the store.
Yep. So make sure you do that. We would love to hear from you. And if you have any more questions for Rachel, I said we have an event coming up pretty soon that we are working out with her, and we would love to hear your feedback about this interview, and then what we can do to, you know, incorporate that into our event. So see you guys. Thanks, Pam.
Bye.
Take us out.
Have a good one.
Do you slide on all your nights like this? Do you try on all your nights like this?
I might
put some spotlight.